On Robin Hood Radio, the first week in August is busy across our area, and one of the events that's included is the weekend in Norfolk, which occurs on August 2nd and goes through to August 4th. And here today to talk with us about it is Tom McGowan and Eric Olson, both people who are very much involved and who usually do the interviews with us. Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome. Nice to hear from you.
Well,
thank you. It's great to be with you.
Twice a year, we get together faithfully, right, for the summer and the winter.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So for the summer, I'm looking at your schedule right off the bat, and originally I'm saying August 2nd to the 4th, but I also see there is an early bird special on August, August 1st, I should say. What's the early bird special here all about?
The early bird special, usually it's a Friday through Sunday. Weekend in Norfolk starts on Friday and ends on Sunday, but on Thursday evening, there are some sneak peeks. The Norfolk Artists and Friends from 5 to 7 has an event in the Art Barn. These are both on the Battelle-Steckel Estate, which is the Yale property here in Norfolk. From 5 to 7 on Thursday night is the Norfolk Artists and Friends have their exhibit in the Art Barn, and then there's also an Emerging Artist Showcase, which is after that. The timing is great because you can go to both. That's from 7:30 to 8:30 in the Music Shed.
Do you need tickets?
Usually the Art Barn is not a ticketed event, and often the Emerging Artist Showcase is free.
Any information people need, it'll be updated as things move along. You can find at the website weekendinnorfolk.org.
Absolutely. That's a comprehensive website, and it's being updated, as you said, all the time.
Yeah. I received the file from Sue and three full pages of events. Let's go with the Friday, August the 2nd, which is starting fairly early in the day at maybe 10 a.m. or maybe before, because the first thing listing is a walking historical Norfolk.
Yeah, it looks like if you're able to get to the center of town, you'd be able to do that all day long. They've got it earlier than 9, and if you come to, really one of the best things to do is to show up at the Hub, which is 2 Station Place. They're a great spot to, other than the website, of course, which you mentioned, the Hub is a great place to pop in, get up to date, you know, up to the minute updates. And you can also get maps, and they're usually what we call the Winvassadors, you know, folks that are there to serve as sort of guides, if you will.
So this will point you to important places that you should probably go to.
Exactly. And I do know for a fact that you can go starting as early as 7 a.m. on Friday to the Icebox Cafe, which is probably relatively new for us here in the community, and it's likely to be brand new for folks coming in from out of town. Icebox Cafe is Peter and Marinelle Crippen have opened up a shop, and they open at 7 in the morning.
Okay,
that's a great place to grab a treat. And, of course, you also have the Pub and the Berkshire Country Store, which are, you know, pillars of our community in terms of finding something yummy to eat while you're adventuring and out and about.
But the information place will be the Hub, regardless of all things. So if you get lost or you're not sure what to do, just go to the Hub, and they'll help you.
Yes, 100%. Absolutely.
And, you know, if you're on your phone, you can go to the website, too. Good cell service in your area?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right. So on the walking is kind of a do-it-yourself thing. You can get a map for a guide, your self-guided tour. But we're starting now at 10 a.m. again at the Hub with an art show. And that seems to have a couple of components there. There's one in the Hub, one in the library, and then an art lesson and demonstration, which I assume takes place at the library as well.
Yes.
Well, I think the funny thing, I'll just jump in here for a second. It's not funny, it's fun. We came to Norfolk many years ago by accident, and I pulled in, and my wife was with me, and the children were little then. Now they're all grown. But anyway, I said, oh, my goodness, I want to live here. And my wife said, oh, you jumped to such things so quick. I said, no, this is really an unusual place. I want to live here. I want to die here. I want to raise the kids here. And we ended up doing that. And I've never regretted it. We've lived all over the place, but there's nothing like Norfolk, in my opinion. And so Weekend in Norfolk allows other people to come and kind of get that magic that we had when we first came here. And so there's a lot of things to do and a lot of places to go to. So I just recommend people come there.
And on the face of everything, I always think when I drive through Norfolk, if you're not familiar with the area, the Norfolk town center isn't just right in your face, if you will. You
right.
have to kind of look for it.
And
of course, the one thing you see right off the front is the Infinity Hall, which is kind of an important part of your community as well. And that's where, next to that, is where you'll find the hub and the other places for your starting when you arrive to go through the events. I have to ask at this point, how is the construction project going on Route 44?
It's still there.
It's still there. Okay.
So, you know, honestly, it's for this community, it seems like a bigger deal than it is. I really have to say that. I mean, at the very most, you'd be sitting there for about a minute and a half. The little warning light says it might be 2 minutes. It is not that big of a deal. It's not that much of an imposition. You know, it's a chance to take a deep breath in an otherwise, hectic life that we live. So maybe it makes the trip that much more worthwhile. If you're coming in from the west, you should allow for an extra minute, but from the east, it's on the other side of town, so not a problem.
Okay. What are some of the events you'd like to highlight? Because again, I'm looking at three pages of endless events, it seems. what would we pick out and spotlight here?
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I think, for one thing, just driving around is wonderful, because there's certain places there that the public won't know about them, but there's a home which used to be an inn around the corner, but it's in the middle of town, and it's a very rare and special property. It's not open for people to come into, although they probably would let people do that. And there are places like that that, to me, I think that's, the architecture, that's one of the finest pieces of architecture in the whole area. And so, there are places like that. And then you can go up to the top of Haystack, which is fun. And there's just so much to do and see.
A couple of things that I saw that were intriguing to me. There's an event called Sidewalk Sunday, which is from noon to 5, or from 1 to 5, rather. That's right in Station Place, which is the you mentioned the center of our village, and that really is. So it sort of starts with the hub and the pub, and wraps around to the all the way over to the post office and the package store. It includes Icebox Cafe, the Berkshire Country Store, and there will be a lot of other vendors and artists and local folks represented. They'll be outside with booths and tents it's just a great opportunity to immerse yourself in some of the sort of retail offerings, if you will. Another thing that I'm excited about, I'm part of the Meadowbrook, the board of directors, and we're excited that we have the welcoming folks to Saturday afternoon. So from Saturday from 3 to 4:30, Meadowbrook is at 9 Shepherd Road, and on the lawn there's a gazebo, and we have arranged to serve some Blueberry Betty a la mode, which actually is a family recipe from my family. We've shared that with another book friends, and it's basically like a blueberry crisp, and we're serving it a la mode, and there will be live music as well. So that's a fun spot to come down, sit in shade, enjoy a treat, maybe get up and dance a little bit. So there's so many wonderful things and such a great variety. There are different art shows. There's another ice cream social at the Music Shed on Sunday afternoon. So lots of chances to get ice cream. There's a pickleball tournament happening, fly fishing instruction with Doug McDevitt, who's a great fly fishing teacher. He limits those groups to about five people, and that's over at Wood Creek Pond off of Ashkatog Road. So those are some of my highlights, I would say.
I noticed on Friday they have a stained glass window tour.
You have the opportunity to go to the Church of the Transfiguration. Is the Episcopal, it's called the affectionately or colloquially referred to as the Bishop's Chapel, which is open in the summer. That's at 21 Mills Way, and they have stained glass viewing on Sunday afternoon. The Battelle Chapel here, which is where I'm sitting right now, we are offering open viewing from 1 to 3 with tours, scheduled guided tours. That's a smaller window of time on each day. So on Sunday, for instance, it's a half-hour tour from 1 to 1:30. But if you just want to give yourself the chance to pop in and view it without a guide, you can come anytime between 12 and 2. And again, that's on Sunday. But if you come to the hub, again, keep coming back to this, you can go online and get the full schedule at weekendinnorfolk.org or stop at the hub on any of the 3 days, or now 4 days, because you have the sneak preview with the early bird specials on Thursday. That's the best way to orient yourself. And, you know, if you share with some of the folks or one of the guides at the hub, let them know what your interest is. They will get you a map and send you off.
Yeah, that, Eric, that is absolutely the best advice to see the town.
Yeah, and there's a good opportunity to pre-plan, because I am on your website as well, and there are a lot of links to the various things that are going on. So it's a little more than here's just a schedule. You can look and see some of what you might be interested in order to sort out and figure out what you're going to do, because honest to God, I'm looking at this thing and I don't think you could do everything there in a weekend.
You would be hard pressed, no doubt.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll have to come back next year to see the rest of it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and the information center is open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. And again, that's right at the hub, which is 2 Station Place, right in the center of the village.
Okay, well, I guess the only thing we can't talk about or know what's going to happen will be the weather, which unfortunately the weather these days tends to surprise us more often than not. So I'm hoping for you that it's a nice sunny time with low humidity and all these great things happen, because the weather has been so odd.
Absolutely. I hope it's just like today, you know, partly cloudy in the 70s. It's a perfect day today, so hopefully that'll we'll get a repeat of this this weather on that weekend.
Yeah, no, because it's a great town to go around, and you have the hiking and all these things that you don't usually see because you're just driving through on Route 44, and you're offering your town out for everybody to come and visit, no matter where they're coming from. And as you say, the hub that we keep coming back to, and that's why they call it the hub, I guess, is where you're going to get all the information. And you have a wonderful website that is well laid out, easy to navigate, and has a lot of links to show you the destinations and the things you may be looking at. I have to say, yours is one of the most organized events that I have seen, and I'm not saying bad things about other people's, but, you know, it's highly organized. It's very easy to navigate. The worst part of it is, in my eyes, is there's just no time to do all this. So
That's true. We had to move there to see it all.
That's right. There you go. It's like, that's an interesting thought. Are you going to have a real estate office set up?
Yeah, and we've never left, and I don't think we will.
Well, gentlemen, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you guys. We have been talking to Tom McGowan and Eric Olson from Norfolk, Connecticut, and this is in reference to the weekend in Norfolk, the summer edition, which is coming up on August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. You can learn all about it at weekendinnorfolk.org. And let's see everybody come out and invade the town of Norfolk for a weekend.
Absolutely.
Absolutely,
thank
yes.
You.
Well,
please do. It's our 10th anniversary, so we hope folks will come out and help us celebrate.